morning. Scotty, our miniature dachshund, is a wonderful trainer of us in terms of experiences of life. He has a relatively short life, but in that short life, he's given us a real empathy and feeling for all kinds of other people's experiences. For instance, we're a couple with no children, but Scotty has helped us to feel something of what parenthood is like. It's obviously a lot more serious having children, but Scotty gives us a better clue so that we can empathise with parents when they celebrate births, or worry about their responsibility, or watch their child being ill, or have to leave them for a while. Scotty has become blind, while parents have to cope with their children becoming disabled. Now Scotty is elderly, becoming deaf, and is now starting to suffer senile dementia. Parents have to cope with their elderly parents becoming older and frailer. We're learning on a smaller scale something of what carers have to deal with. We feel a bit sorry for ourselves at times, but then we embrace the learning experience. We are privileged to be experiencing the full rich tapestry of life with dark threads as well as light ones. And we also give thanks that it's on a shorter timescale with a dog than it is with children or elderly parents, and the stakes are not so high either. But even with children and elderly parents, while it seems to be infinitely long and infinitely difficult, the truth is, it's an all too brief, fleeting moment, and with God's help, it's well within our capacity. Afterwards, looking back, we thank God for the privilege of playing a part in our loved ones' lives. Faith is hindsight in advance. Faith is knowing this right in the middle of it. That's why St. Paul could write to the persecuted Philippian Christians and write it himself from prison, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, and in everything give thanks." In everything give thanks.